heaven.
Welcome to America Now. If you miss any part of the show, you can hear it on the website at RadioAmericaNow.com, and that's America with a K, under Archives. And now, here's your host, Barb Adams.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining me. You know, we live in an ever-changing world that is fast-paced and getting faster and seemingly more chaotic by the day. Life's accelerators hit the floor, and many people are doing all they can just to hang on to the wheel without veering totally out of control. Many people feel stressed and overwhelmed, stuffing their feelings deep inside, which unfortunately ends up wreaking havoc in their lives. In a world that has gadgets for just about everything, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had GPS for navigating around our emotional roadblocks? Well, guess what? There is a system for navigating those roadblocks and learning to identify emotions and express them constructively to solve problems, change behavior, and achieve happiness. It's called Attitude Reconstruction, and it's the groundbreaking concept behind the award-winning book written by my guest, therapist Jude Bijou, called Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life. Jude is a respected psychotherapist, professional educator, workshop leader, and longtime student of Eastern philosophy. Her fascination with behavioral change was embedded in her DNA, having grown up as the daughter of pioneering behavioral child psychologist Sidney Bijou. Jude's theory of attitude reconstruction evolved over the course of more than 30 years, working with clients as a licensed marriage and family therapist. If you'd like more information about Jude and Attitude Reconstruction, please visit her website, attitudereconstruction.com. Welcome to America Now, Jude.
It's just my pleasure to be here, Barb.
Well, thank you for joining me this evening. Jude, what motivated you to write Attitude Reconstruction?
Well, it all began when I was very young because I wasn't happy. And I knew there had to be more to life, and that I had to feel better about myself and the world, but I just didn't get it, but I was determined to figure out why. And as you said, I needed to bring together elements from my father and from behavioral psychology to study in India and meditation, and then my experience as a psychotherapist. Those elements had to come together, and then what I saw was it was all grounded in emotions, and that I could go, oh, that's what I was missing. And that's what started to uncover were these practical tools that really make sense, and so that anybody could feel better about themselves and feel better about the world.
Jude, I find it interesting, since your father was, you know, the renowned behavioral child psychologist, Sidney Bijou, that you felt that something was missing, you know, that you really didn't learn how to deal with those emotions appropriately early on.
That's right. I learned some things, like I learned about being specific and really observing well and praising what was good, but there was still something missing there. And that just, it was born of that inner wanting, that fulfillment that I just was so acutely aware that I didn't have.
So, Jude, what is then attitude reconstruction?
Well, attitude reconstruction is a approach that's based on this concept that unexpressed emotions, unexpressed sadness, anger, and fear are really behind all of our bad attitudes. And that if we just start to deal with those emotions in different ways, we can go from sadness and anger and fear to the other emotions and experience more joy, love, and peace.
So, Jude, what happens then, though, if we do stuff the emotions inside? You know, because society teaches us it's not really appropriate to express emotions, especially as an adult. What happens when we fail to deal with those emotions constructively?
Well, we all got those messages. Don't cry or I'll give you something to cry about. Sounds familiar, you know. Don't wear your heart on your sleeve. Don't be a chicken. Don't be a scaredy cat. We got those messages that say, don't take care of our emotions. So they had to go somewhere. They're like, they are, and we get stuck in our body and translated into the way we looked at the world and the way we looked at ourselves by some what I call bad attitudes.
But weren't we born being fully alive and uninhibited? I mean, weren't these emotions there for a purpose?
Absolutely. That's what I believe. Because I think we've got to go back and take a look and see what kids do, a lot of children do. And naturally, if they let those emotions out, and then they bounce back to the present. They're specific again. They're, you know, they're present, they're specific, they're happy, they feel good about themselves. But we just got those messages. We just said girls aren't pretty when they get angry. We learned it wasn't okay.
Yeah, and especially boys can't cry, et cetera, et cetera. Jude, though, you know, kids tend to really react immediately. And sometimes that crying is screaming. Sometimes that crying or that anger comes out as a tantrum. So how do we express our emotions and release them physically without throwing temper tantrums and hurting ourselves and other people in the process?
Well, we must find a safe place where other people and nothing of value is destroyed. But if it's in, if you're at work and you feel like a surge of anger or need to cry or you need to shake and shiver because the fear feels so strong, go to the bathroom and just take a minute, shiver a little bit or whatever, and it's sort of like, oh, okay, now I can get back to the present. And at home, find a back bedroom, or the garage, or the bathroom. Find that safe place where you can, you know, tell your neighbors if you need to, where you can let it out and do it yourself and have your kids do it too.
So there are actually benefits then to actually just really physically letting it out.
Yes. You know, I just recently came across a study that said that they're analyzing the chemistry of tears, and tears not for onions, but because they've had different kind of tears, but the ones for good, genuine loss and hurt, that there were toxins that were in those tears. So it's that those toxins, those stuck emotions, that energy, can be released through, is released through our tears.
That's fascinating that there's actually toxins contained in the tears and things that we release when we do this. I'm assuming that as well beyond crying, there are other physical benefits than beyond when we let it out other ways. We don't have to necessarily cry, but even the shivering or doing some of the other things you mentioned. So, Judith, you know, what happens, though, as adults? Sometimes we can't cry. We feel we want to, but we can't. How do we handle it?
Well, one is to start wherever you can, because maybe you can't cry, but you feel okay. You can feel that anger surging up, and you can feel okay to think about expressing it, to like stomp around, or you can like shiver, but watching your physical limitations, but holding on to something. If you work with one of the emotional energies, because emotions are just emotion, energy and motion, if you work with opening up just a little and giving permission, you know, we have so many messages that said, don't do it, don't do it. But to start where we can and play with it, have fun. Because it's amazing. You will just be, you know, you can't help but feel the shift when we change, when we move the energy like that. It's fabulous.
Yeah. Jude, is there an appropriate way to cry then? I'm kind of hearing you say there is an appropriate way to do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We must be very careful what we're thinking. We can think, I'm just sad. I just feel hurt. I just had a loss. But we cannot go, I'm a loser. I'm a bad person.
All right, Jude, we've got to go to a commercial break at this point, but we will continue this discussion on attitude reconstruction with Jude Bijou after this break on America Now.
Are you committed to a wellness plan that includes holistic health? Hi, I am Joyce Graham, and my book, The Path, Herbs, Homeopathy, and Holistic Healing, can start you on a new awareness to better health. Discover new herbs or learn about homeopathy. Make your own tea and use a variety of aromatherapy. The Path is now available on Amazon in both paper and as an ebook. Visit my website at joycegraham.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
this evening is Julie Bijou, and we are talking about attitude reconstruction, how to bring more love, joy, and peace into your life. And Jude, we were talking about how it's natural for us. You know, we're born with all these emotions and how we should be able to express them physically, and yet we're not. We were talking about the benefits of letting them out actually physically. What were some of the tools we were given at birth to help us interact with the world, though, Jude?
What I discovered is that we naturally find four ways to compensate for the sadness, and they're all about making ourselves feel bad about ourselves. And there's four attitudes, I call them, that we take on when we feel that anger, but we're not expressing it, and we're not having that tantrum in a safe place. And those are about other people. We don't like what they're doing, and they should be different. And then there's four attitudes that have to do with fear, and the idea of the present time versus the being in the future and the past. And those bad attitudes are what we can change.
How can we start going about changing them? What are the tools for solving any type of problem, from, say, addiction to emotional problems or anything along those lines?
Well, I believe that we have, every human being, just like we have five senses, we have five tools. We have our emotions, our thoughts, our intuition, the way we speech, communicate, and our actions. And that we can use any of those five tools in order to change any bad attitude that we have. We only have 12 to pick from. And as in my book, you can see that there's a blueprint that lays out the emotions and the exact things that we, those bad attitudes, and pinpoints what we feel, typical feelings and thoughts and actions, so we can see where our where we're located that's not serving us, and you can figure out how to get to the other side and have, like you say, more joy, love, and peace.
So, Jude, what I'm hearing you saying then, by learning to use these five tools, basically, and as, you know, instruments to figure out what's going on within us, we can basically neutralize these things like sadness and fear to think more clearly and make empowering decisions and choices for ourselves then, right?
Absolutely. We can make those changes and get back to that pure, like that child, that pure, centered, clear feeling by dealing with our emotions in a different way, or by thinking thoughts, some thoughts that we think really take us back down to, so that we're doing not nice things, and we're saying not nice things, and not feeling very good. So we can use our thoughts to change our anger or our sadness or fear, or we can start communicating differently.
Both of those are important, because our thoughts, you know, by our thoughts, deeds, and actions, we create our realities. And we get to choose those, don't we?
I totally agree with you. It's the deeds, it's the words, it's the thoughts. Absolutely. We do have choices there.
Yeah, and by learning to break the old habits, basically, where we choose the bad thoughts is what you're talking about, the bad responses, and even then following, unfortunately, those actions that get us in trouble with ourselves and everybody else, we can create the life we really desire, can't we?
Absolutely, because that's what, when I wasn't I was unhappy, and then I went, I need to want to feel happiness. It's like, because we do have a choice, I need that blueprint, I need that manual, so that I can make good choices that make sense to me.
Yeah, and attitude reconstruction is just that manual. Dude, in the book, it's really written like a guidebook. You don't have to read it from cover to cover, do you?
No, you find exactly what's going to be helpful for you. Because some people go, I don't want to deal with my emotions. Well, and if that sounds familiar to you, you know, it's like, makes sense. Maybe you're going to feel more comfortable trying to follow the four rules of communication and change the way you talk with people and stop doing the four violations.
There's no exact way of having to use these tools either. As you were talking about the emotions, thoughts, I believe intuition, speech, and actions, if I remember right, you don't have to use them in that order, do you?
No, absolutely. And you don't need to use all five of them, because they're all together. That each one can bring you out of the funk that you're in to something, like you're saying, that opposes it, something that's making a different choice.
And in your book, you basically have it divided up. So if someone's feeling, say, anger or fear, they can go and kind of thumb into that section and look at the different tools they can use. Correct?
Exactly. What are the bad attitudes that are associated with, say, anger? And find, okay, that's what I do. I'm critical. All right. I can go and find how to use each of my tools to work on that bad attitude.
Yeah, and you give many, many suggestions all throughout the book that way. And even give great examples of even people's statements that are fairly general out there, like, you know, I'm angry, or I am this, or I am that. Jude, how important is it for people not to label themselves and identify themselves as the emotion?
It's crucial. I get a little bit, it's better than nothing to go, I'm so angry. But I'd rather have you say that rather than he's such a jerk, because he's such a jerk, it's only going to make you feel more angry. But it really is, you're exactly right. It's I feel so angry, because we are not our emotions. We feel emotions, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. We are not the emotion. We can't give them the power over us, where we literally become that emotion. Jude, you use a term in your book called powering. What is powering?
Powering has its roots in meditation, and that is you take a thought instead of like a mantra or sound, you take a thought and just focus on that. You repeat it over and over, not paying attention to the other distractions. With that intensity, I want to understand what I'm saying. So say if we want to power on, like, I am whole and complete. I am whole and complete. That would be the focus. Maybe you set a timer for a couple of minutes, or maybe while you're exercising, you say that over and over and over and over to offset those hundreds of thousands of times that you've said the opposite.
So basically what you're doing then by repeating this, you're rewiring your brain, aren't you?
Exactly. Rewiring our thinking. And what often happens is emotions can arise. I can go, I'm whole and complete, and I could start crying. Maybe not, maybe would. But it can bring up emotions because we're contradicting very old, old beliefs.
And it's really important to break those old beliefs. Sometimes it's breaking the habit of being yourself. All right, we will continue this discussion on attitude reconstruction with Jude Bijou after the break on America Now.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attitude Reconstruction. It's not only a way of being, it is also the name of her latest book. And Jude, you know, when you were talking about repeating these sequences and retraining our brain, is there a difference between something like these powerful statements that you were talking about, powering, and affirmations?
Yes, definitely, because an affirmation takes you part of the way, but we need to be talking about what is unequivocally true, what's eternally true. So if you go, I only see peace and love all around me, I only see peace and love all around me, that's not necessarily what's going on for you right now. But if you go, everything is unfolding in its own time. Everything is unfolding in its own time. That is a statement that is just unequivocally true. That's where the power is.
Interesting. So you're not at all really a fan of affirmations then, are you?
No. There's a few that overlap, but basically, no. It's like, because these reliable truths are so powerful. I love myself regardless of what I do. I love myself regardless of what... That's what we're trying to internalize. Or my viewpoints and needs are as valid as yours. My viewpoints and needs are as valid as yours.
That's
such
powerful.
Good, very, very, yeah. Very. You have a divine shift. Because we're on the truth. We're focusing our attention on the truth. And you can have a shift.
Yeah, and it can be pretty quick.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's amazing.
This really, truly is about learning self-love and self-worth, which is such a major problem, it seems, for so many Westerners.
You know, I think it's more than Western. I think that it's universal to mankind. I call them three ultimate attitudes. And the first has to do with not loving ourselves, you know, instead of loving ourselves. And the other has to do with accepting the outside world, people and things. And the third has to do with staying present and specific. And those three issues are all, they're all intertwined, but that's really the key to that life that we want. Learn those three lessons to love ourselves and accept other people and be present. And we've got whatever you want to call it, enlightened fulfillment, so on.
Yeah. And
three simple little lessons, ho-ho.
And they are. They are simple, and yet they seem like they're the hardest one most people have to do, to love and accept themselves and accept all else that is around them and stay present. If you just stay in the present, you know, life gets a lot easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it's like for the staying in the present, it's fear, it's our fear, our unexpressed fear that is catapulting us out of the present and into the future based on the past. That agitated fear energy isn't just agitating our bodies, it's agitating our mind as well.
Yeah, it is. And when you're in that state, it's not going to be easy to communicate with either yourself or anyone else. You know, Jude, we live in a world in which communication in every form allows us to engage and connect. Why is it so important that we learn to communicate effectively? And are there certain rules that we can learn to help people speak up effectively about anything?
What I discovered is that there really are only four rules of good communication, and they go right to what you were talking about. They will help us feel better about ourselves and accepting of the world and really nice and present. The first rule is to talk about yourself, and that's our domain. The second rule is to stay specific. We use specifics in chemistry, in economics, in architecture, in music, in computers, in medicine, art, whatever. It's all about specifics, and that's what we need to do with our mind. That's the second rule. I've got to stay specific in my communication. So first rule, got to talk about myself. Second rule, I have to stay specific. Third rule, I have to look for the good side. Look for kindness. Look for what will move things forward. Those are the three rules, because the fourth rule is to just listen.
Oh, very important. Extremely important. Learn to listen. When you say talk about yourself, Jude, what do you mean?
Well, a lot of people have that idea that if I talk about myself, I'm selfish. So that's what I'm familiar. Oh, I couldn't possibly do that. I couldn't possibly say that. That would be, I'd be conceited. But the reality is, we each got one domain this lifetime, and that is to make ourselves the best person that we can be. So that's enough. If I stick with talking about what's true for me about a specific things, I'm going to be able to communicate. But what do we do? And especially goes back to anger. Our anger makes us go out there, and what I say, you people, tell you about you. You should be different. And there's the huge problem. We can't hear those yous and those shoulds.
Yeah, and all of those are finger-pointing and trying to fix somebody else. We don't fix other people. We fix ourselves.
And that's the core, is we talk about ourselves. We make our own process so that we can be more loving and feel more peaceful and so on.
And hopefully when we talk about ourselves, too, and understand, really understand ourself, you know, we learn that kindness and love for ourselves in the same vein, like, hey, I'm talking about myself, you know, I'm not such a bad person. It can start there. Look for positives.
Isn't that lovely? Yes, absolutely. They all just go together. Every positive, I say, constructive thing we do, whether it's what we think or how we deal with our emotions or how we talk or what we, everything is moves that toward a positive direction. It's infectious.
Yes, it is. Jude, you know, though so many people are stuck. There's that big word, stuck. How do you help people get past being stuck?
Well, we all have that experience. And I go back to the emotion, and I say to that person, sadness, anger, or fear. And we can always go back, again, here, get up and shake and shiver. Move that energy up the body, up the spine, and making sounds. You know, just like ham it up. But let that energy out of the body. And in just a couple minutes, there's some attention. Oh, okay. The stuck darkness already starts. It's amazing. Just by moving a little energy, because it's the same thing. Maybe I'm going to just push against the wall if I'm feeling I don't want to do that task. And I push that anger out or I stomp around. Then it's like, okay, there's a little opening there. Now I can, what's the first little thing I need to do?
Jude, a lot of times we have that little, small, still inner voice speaking to us in there, telling us, go ahead, behave this way, do this, do that. And it's working on our behalf. It may tell you, go ahead and do that shivering. Go ahead and let it out and cry. Do, you know, how important is intuition and listening to our little inner voice?
Huge, because it's naturally lined up with what will bring more joy, love, and peace. It doesn't lead us in the a negative direction. Because I say, does your answer come from your head or your heart? And when it comes from the heart, it produces such a wonderful feeling. All of the agitation and the maybe this, maybe that of the mind will never get that satisfaction when we just look within and say, well, now, do I really want to take that job?
Yeah, and the answer's there. We have that well of wisdom within us, don't we?
Yes, but it's not that other one. It's not the one that says, it's okay to have that next piece of pie. It's okay to, you know, call in at work today. Not the same.
Yeah, that small inner voice does guide us correctly, and it is our connection to our divine higher self. All right, we will continue this discussion with Jude Bijou on attitude reconstruction after the break.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Order online at faketv.com or call 877-532-5388. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My guest this evening is Jude Bijou, and we are talking about attitude reconstruction, how to learn to control your emotions constructively so that you may benefit from this. Jude, you know, in your book, you include 33 destructive attitudes, and you show the process for going through each one of these and turning them into positive emotional counterparts, like joy and love and peace and those things. Could you take the listeners through one of these destructive attitudes, say like being overwhelmed or not feeling good about themselves, and go through this actual process of attitude reconstruction, please?
Absolutely, would be my pleasure, because a lot of us are experiencing that. We've got those taxes are looming in the background, and we're putting it off because something else comes up. And what we need to do is start to not feel bad about ourselves, but figure out how we're going to get that task finally done so I can get to the accountant or the bookkeeper or whoever, or to put in the mail. So the first thing we want to do is see, what is there emotion there? What is it? Do we need to have a little cry? Do we need to shake and shiver if we're feeling overwhelmed? Just if you move that energy out of the body just a little bit, cry and just say, oh, I'm scared. I don't know if I'll be able to do this, but I'm going to try. Cry for a couple months, and then you've cleaned out. You're like washed clean. You've moved the energy. And then you can go, okay, now I need to think some better thoughts. That's the second tool. The first tool, we dealt with the emotions. The second tool are thoughts. What thought's going to support me better? And probably that thought of one thing at a time. One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Because for something like overwhelm, it's a fear-based kind of thing, and so we shivered, but we want to break the big problem into little pieces. And so that is a series of small little doable steps. And we keep saying to ourselves, one little time, one step at a time, one little thing. And what we have done is kept the overwhelm away. And we look in our heart, and that's now, because now we feel really clear and ready to roll. What does my heart say to do? Make a plan. Make a plan. Set aside some time. When will I do it? What will I do? What are the elements? And to start to do the planning so that you can say whatever you need to do, figure out whatever you need to do by making it into concrete steps, then the fear goes away because it's like, gather this form from here, gather this. Okay, am I feeling down on myself? Absolutely not. Every time I'm making that, I'm doing that next little step, a big old check mark, and I'm going, good for me, because that's one of those truths. Good for me, I'm getting through this. And then as you take that action, you go, oh, it's 10 o'clock, and I said I'd work for an hour on my taxes, and you do that time, good for me, good for me. So there, you've used all five tools, and you get the outcome you want, and more emotions of the fulfillment and the satisfaction, rather than the more guilt and more sadness and so on.
And Jude, once someone does this process of attitude reconstruction, does it get easier in time because you've had the positive reinforcement of, I did it this one time, it worked, I got through, I feel good? Then is it something more likely that they'll be easier to go to in the future?
Absolutely, because at first you go shivering, and you sort of fiddle around with it. But you can get 15 seconds of a good little shiver and shake will snap your perception into a clear space. You get that energy out. It doesn't take very long. So it can get easier to do that. If I've been thinking people are the way they are, not the way I want them to be, over and over, people are, I've been powering on it over and over, not the way I would think I am. And then I go, oh, and now I'm being judgmental, and I can real come back to that new thought, and it's already there. We already have that pathway that's starting to be carved. Oh, yeah, people are the way they are. People are the way they are. So it gets easier, but that's life. We have to keep learning and keep being sharp, keep practicing to keep feeling joy, love, and peace.
Yeah, we do. To attain that inner peace and happiness, it is the inside job. But that inside job goes on, I think, for our entire lifetime that we are here. Jude, you know, with all of this, a lot of this is about learning to be responsible for self, isn't it? Because when you're doing these things, it's going to help show you that, wait, I'm in control here. It's not people outside of me making me feel this way. It was my own choice.
That's lovely. And you go to that other thing. It's like, I feel better about myself, but also I'm putting a better vibe out into my environment. My family notices the difference. My workplace notices the difference. My friends notice the difference. The whole, you know, everything benefits from us bringing ourselves more into that person that we want to be.
Yeah, as we become more empowered and raise our vibrational frequency, we tend to lose the ones that don't really match with us anymore, which is a benefit, as well as attract that which we seek in this world. And it's not only the people. We can attain the abundance or anything else we're wanting to attract out there. Is that not correct?
Absolutely. I think we do have that. We're so lucky to have this human body. Yeah, that we get to have this adventure and try to make it, no matter what's going on outside, that how can I have a good attitude about it? How am I going to feel good no matter what I'm having to, deal with, but hardships or pleasures?
Yeah, and you can get to a place of inner peace and happiness so much more quickly by practicing things like attitude reconstruction. It just becomes the new habit.
Yes, and for me, again, it goes back to that blueprint. But it's so comforting to know I'm going to be able to find myself somewhere on this side that's associated with sadness, anger, and fear, because everything's listed here. Oh, that's just not me with the problem. Everybody has these same problems. Oh, okay, that's where I am. Let me look at the other half of the blueprint. Oh, yeah, this is what I need to be thinking. This is what I need to be doing. This is what I need to have my feelings and what I need to be doing. So it's so comforting to know on my journey toward making better choices that we have that guide. That goes to what inspired me from the beginning. I wasn't happy, and I needed that manual. I needed that practical guide.
Yeah, and as we change, other people can change around us as well. As you say, you know, people do notice it, and they will respond in like, and hopefully they will start making their own changes as well.
Yes, but no matter what, we are going to try to work on keeping our own state the way we want it to be.
Yep, exactly. Jude, I noticed on your website you have a picture of President Obama holding your book and reading it, Attitude Reconstruction. Tell us about that.
Well, the story with that is that my goal is to have Attitude Reconstruction all around the world in every hotel room next to the Gideon's Bible. And so I had that thought, well, it would be great, you know, to get President Obama to see how beautiful the system is and practical and how it could be put everywhere and go into the schools and the prisons and so on, that I went, okay. And my brother said, let's try some Photoshop. So he did quite a nice job of really the vision of attitude reconstruction.
Yeah, if anybody needs attitude reconstruction, it is those in politics right now. We need some help out there in the world.
We all need help, but yes, especially.
Yeah, exactly. So, Jude, you know, with all of this, again, I heard you saying empowering statements when you're repeating that one thing at a time, one thing at a time. People don't need to say one thing at a time. They're basically saying that statement that they want to reinforce, correct?
Well, they're saying, they know you can say one. If your mind really goes into overwhelm and you're going, well, I need to do this, and I need to, what about this, and I need to make this call. So instead of allowing that frantic energy to go on, we can bring ourselves back to ourselves and to the present by going one thing at a time. So the longer version is, I'll handle one thing at a time, but handle, or one thing at a time. It's an instruction, one thing at a time, one thing at a time. And that, saying that over and over brings more peace. One thing. Write it down. I'll be able to just handle one thing at a time.
Jude, we are basically out of time. Would you please tell the listeners, you know, where they can get your book and any other information you'd like to put out there?
Yes, the book is available through Amazon and also through my website, which is www.attitudereconstruction.com. And there's both the ebook and the regular book, and as well a book that just has the 33 bad attitudes that you can also download. But when you go to the site, you can see a survey that you can determine what are the bad attitudes that are not serving me. And then you can go to an article, it'll link you to an article that will give you 5 practical solutions if sadness is your most dominant emotion, if it is your self issues about yourself, or if anger is your issue, it can take you there.
All right, Jude, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Again, it's Attitude Reconstruction, Jude Bijou.
My pleasure.
So come over, just be patient.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.